Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Tonight, and as always, we want to look to the Lord before we get started. Lord, please let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Well, God bless you on tonight, and we're trusting that things have been great with you since the last time we met. And listen, even if you're facing challenges, just know that God is yet in control. Everything's going to be all right. And we want to encourage your heart tonight. I have a special guest tonight in the person of Reverend Dr. Vicki Johnson. I'm excited about talking with her, and I want to encourage every one of you who are listening tonight, be it by way of your electronic devices, your phones, your computers, whatever it might be, you can dial in at 347-843-4591, 347-843-4591, to have conversation with us. As we go forward on tonight, we're just going to kind of go back and forth about different things and just talk about life. God is so good to us. Dr. Vicki Johnson is with us. Now, some of you may have heard of her and some of you may not have, but I am excited about this woman. She is a speaker. She's an author. She's a mentor, chaplain, a sisterhood advocate. She is a living kidney donor. Don't you know that? And listen, she touches our hearts because she is a proud mom, and actually her daughter is the inspiration for living a life of impact, that life that Vicki lives, and so maybe she'll tell us more about that. I want you to know, though, that she is a visionary of Authentic Living Enterprises, and that includes her signature media brand, which is Girl Talk Unplugged, and a lot of you may have heard of her through Girl Talk Unplugged. I was so excited to see how she has been sponsoring an ultimate getaway experience, Sacred Sisterhood Community, SSS Luxury Living Luxury Group Mentoring Weekend. Wow, we are just looking forward to hearing from her. Now, listen, she's a best-selling author. Yes, Vicki, I know you're there. She's a best-selling author. She's been touching thousands, This woman has been featured in Jet and in Essence, Upscale, various blogs and radio shows, but we're going to hear more about her as we go forward tonight. I dare not say that she was employed by BET Networks for over 17 years. So we're going to hear more from her tonight. Dr. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I am, Leslie. How are you doing? And call me Vicky. We're just going to have some girlfriend chat tonight.
Yes,
but
we are.
I am so excited. I'm so glad you cut that intro song off because I got up, I started dancing. I was like, oh, pick them up, put them down. I'm having a little praise party over here by myself.
I know it's right.
Oh, that was good. That was good. That was a good lead in. I'm telling you, that song was
blessing me. Thank you. How are you tonight?
But I'm happy to be here tonight. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes.
To
have
a little girl talk unplugged.
Yes. We are blessed to have you with us. And that's what we want to do, have a little girl talk unplugged, you know. And I know that people want to know a bit more about you. Many, many women know about you. But there are, of course, some perhaps who are listening tonight who don't. So let's just have you kind of lead in by telling us, who is Dr. Vicky Johnson? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I am every woman.
All right.
So in a nutshell, I lead in with that. For 7 years, I did a radio feature on Heaven 1580 here in Washington, D.C., called I'm Every Woman. It was a one-minute empowerment moment for women. And through that opportunity, I was able to just impact women on a daily basis, talking about various things. I am every woman. I am, you know, that woman who's experienced divorce. I've been through abortion. I've had a miscarriage. You know, I've gone through my parents being divorced. As a mom, as a woman, I've experienced postpartum depression. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I've been the associate pastor of women at my church for the last 15 years, transitioning now into a women's leadership council. you know, I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm an auntie. I'm a great friend. And, you know, when I say I am every woman, I am. I believe that I am not my sister's keeper. I am my sister. And I shared on this past weekend at a women's conference, you know, I said, I'm so grateful to God that I had my hard times early. That's not to say that I don't go through things now, but I went through the hardest times in my life early. I know now, so that I could be a reflection of possibility and hope to women. So I had to go through it all. I've been through foreclosure. I've been through having my car repossessed. I've been through bankruptcy. You know, I have lost it all, up to and including almost my mind, almost having a nervous breakdown. And then God took me on the backside of the mountain and restored my soul. You know, I had a Rhema experience with the 23rd Psalm, where he says he restored my soul because my soul was broken. And I shared on Saturday, as I often do, that when God allows us to be broken down, it is so that he can break us through, to break us open, because the word of God says we have this treasure that is hidden in an earthen vessel, that the excellency may be of God and not of us. But the only way you can get to the oil in the olive is that the olive be crushed. And so I lay down my life for his glory, which is why I do so much. It is in my heart that when God calls me home, that I leave here empty, Leslie. I want to have poured out everything that God has given me. So that's a little bit about who I am. I love the beach. I love the spa. I love sisterhood. I love being around my girlfriends. And so in the things that I'm blessed to create and share with other women, some element, if not all of those elements, are going to be a part of it. I'm going to be near water, ideally the beach. A spa is going to be close by. And it's going to be a group of women coming together, because when we come together, magic happens, and we heal one another, because we are not our sister's keeper.
Right.
We are our sister. So that's a little bit about me and who I am.
Yeah, and that's a little bit, but that's a lot, because I think what most women are looking for now, really, is somebody who can just be open and be real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What most people are looking at is the finished product, but they didn't see you
yes.
when you were on the backside of the mountain. You know what I mean? But the fact
right.
that you can be so transparent, that's powerful because people need to know that. You know, I've been there. You know, I've done this. I've gone through that. And maybe we haven't gone through everything that everybody has gone through, but when you say you're every woman, there's something about when we've been touched by pain, we can identify,
yes.
you know, with
yes.
that. You know, when somebody's hurting, if you haven't ever been hurt, then it makes it kind of hard. But if you've been hurt, you can get in there. And I tell you what, sis, when you start talking about that water and how being near the water, being near the spa, being with our sisters, God has put that love in my heart as well for sisters.
Oh, awesome.
And,
see, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that's
yeah.
why we clicked because we really.
That's why we clicked.
You know, we really
that's
clicked.
That's why we clicked.
We really
yes.
clicked. Absolutely.
Yes. yes. And so annually I do a Women in Ministry getaway. So I was very touched when I saw that you do the ultimate getaway experience. So I want to hear more about what you're passionate about because tonight we're talking on When Passion Meets Purpose because I believe, Vicki, that God has designed it so that there's a passion within us. And
yes.
it's designed that our passion is going to intersect with that which is our God-given purpose. Once that
Absolutely.
Happens, yeah, once that happens, then we realize, oh, it's a, you know, that's why I'm here, you know? And when we begin to work and walk down that road, we can leave here, like you say, empty. That's what I want, too. I want to leave empty. I don't want to leave with another book inside me or, you know, another trip to make inside of me, another sister to touch. But tell us a little bit more about what it is that you're passionate about.
Well, you know, passion and purpose do go together. And
mm-hmm.
it is the middle, you know, it's that dash in between
mm-hmm.
passion coming out and manifesting through your purpose that we know as process that women need help and encouragement and inspiration to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Your passion usually is tied to an area where you have experienced pain in your life, which is what Jesus did. He said he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities because he went through it. Like,
yeah.
he has modeled for us everything in every way how to be when we are in relationship. So he went
mm-hmm.
through any and everything that we could possibly experience. And so as women, when we get through those things that have come to cause us pain, most of the time our purpose is tied to that. And
mm-hmm.
the beauty of passion and purpose coming together is passion begins to exude when you are operating in your purpose from a healed place. And that is what the process is for, that you have to go through stages. You have to do personal development work. You have to maybe go sit and talk to a counselor or a therapist after you get from the altar and have hands laid on you. Then there's the practical side of having your life rebuilt. You know, you have to go through those steps so that when you get in front of that young sister who says, wow, I heard your story. Your story is my story. Can you tell me how you made it? Now you have something to share. And passion is what is shining through when you're sharing from a healed place and not from a place where you're still bleeding. And that's what the process is about. So it really is for us to duplicate ourselves, you know, as we allow Christ to be manifested in us. It's about, that's what discipleship is. It's about duplication, not
mm-hmm.
conformity. Not conformity, but duplication of your Christ consciousness of who Jesus is in you, the hope of glory, so that you can now manifest your uniqueness to help those that you are called to help. One of the things that come up for me always when I'm around women is this. And I say, we don't have to compete with each other. It's not necessary because especially women leaders who do work with other women. Guy gave me, he illuminated something to me some years ago. He said, Vicki, there are so many women hurting that if your tribe became full and overflowing, Leslie's tribe became full and overflowing, all the women and ministry leaders you know, if all of our tribes, our communities became full and overflowing, that we had too many women that we couldn't touch, there would still be women untouched. There would still be women untouched, looking for hope, looking for possibility. So that eliminates competition. We don't have to compete. God created each of us to be unique and created each of us to be original, so we don't have to copy one another. There are women who are waiting. There are women who are waiting for your story. And I'm talking to the ladies who may be listening to us tonight. There are women who are waiting for your story, whether you share that in a song, whether you write that in a book, whether you do that in a blog, whether you start that in a fellowship, a book club, you know, a girlfriend's night out, like whatever it is, yours is no less greater than what he has called you and I, Leslie, to do. And so I just want to encourage the sisters out there that your story matters. It is important, whether it is important to 10 or 10,000, your story matters, which is why the word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. God wants you to tell it because you are the only Christ that some people will ever experience.
Yeah, so true. I just love what you said about operating in your purpose from a healed place. Because, you know, Vicki, I feel like perhaps there's somebody listening and they've tried to step out in what it is that's driving them on the inside. We know that that's that passion that's pushing them to their purpose. But for some reason, they didn't realize why it wasn't quite working out like what God showed them. But until we're healed, you know, I don't know if you've heard that saying, hurting people hurt people.
Absolutely.
But until we're healed, we can operate from that place. Not that we're not in our purpose, but we're not operating from a healed place. And I have not heard it put that way, like you just said, operating in your purpose from a healed place.
From a
and
healed
so
place
important.
And being able to discern our seasons. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. It is important. We have to be able to discern the time and season that we're in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we come out like a cake that's not completely done. It's kind of mushy in the middle. You know, and so you got to put it back in the heat. You have to put it back in the oven so that the center of it, like the outside, gets done first, but it needs to stay in there as long as it needs to stay in there so that the center can be complete. And it's the same way with us. We're the cake. And that's why he says, think it not strange, the fiery trials that you may go through. Don't come out too soon because you see Sister Mary over here doing her thing and it looks glamorous, so now you want to imitate what she's doing and have what she has, but you haven't gone through what she went through. She stayed in the oven until she was done. And so it's crucial, particularly as a woman in ministry, because I know that's who's listening to us tonight. It is crucial that you stay in the fire until your center is done. Because when your center is done, then you unapologetically come out declaring that it's not my will, God, but your will be done. It's not about me. We don't go through because of us. We go through the fire to come out to be a light for other people. And that's that tribe that I was talking about.
Yes. And knowing that the Lord is in the fire with us, you know, that's what's so powerful about that. You know, you're not in
there. Isn't that great?
By yourself. Nobody wants to hear that. Stay in the fire. But listen,
can I
you're not
share
in the fire
something
alone.
About that? Can I share something about that? So
I used to be
a swimming instructor. Like, I love the water. That's, like, true. I used to teach swimming. And I used to teach swimming to babies all the way up to adults. And I was a lifeguard. And one of the things that we would do as swimming instructors after we taught our students the basic skills of survival, mm-hmm. we would take them from the shallow end to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
And we would tell them, jump in the water and give them certain instructions, either swim across to the other side or jump in the water to me, and then I'll send you back to the wall. We just want to make sure that your skills, you know, are enough for you to save yourself if necessary. And mm-hmm. when some students would do it, other students wouldn't do it, especially my children. So when they wouldn't do it, I would get out of the water, Leslie, and throw them into the deep end and jump in behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And watch to see if they will activate what they've been taught to get mm-hmm. back to safety. God does the same thing with us.
That's good.
Sometimes
yeah.
he has to throw us in the deep end.
I know it's right.
And say, now, use what's in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is
mm-hmm.
he that's in you than he that is in the world. Activate, mm-hmm. stir up the gift in you. Activate what's in you. Use
yeah.
what is in you to get to the other side. Sometimes we don't know the strength we have.
Yes.
Until
we don't know
what's in through a traumatic experience.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And there's so many listening who are in a place where they don't really realize what's in them. And the trial that has come is really just to bring that out, you know.
To bring out the strength.
Don't go through the test. Yeah, to bring out the strength. To
yep.
bring out that hope of glory, as you talked about. Christ, the strength of Christ within us, you know, that hope of glory. Because the excellence, as you said, is to be of God and not of us. And that's where the real glory is. It's like when you come through, it's like you look back and say, how in the world? Then you realize it was God, you know.
It was
how
God.
God did that.
God
yeah,
did that. Nobody that, but
yeah. him. Nobody but God. Think about all the things
Absolutely.
You said when you were talking about who you are, Vicki. You know, you say it now with such ease. But surely, in the midst of that thing, you know, now you can say, okay, I'm a mother. I've been through abortion. I've been through divorce. But in the midst of the fire, it wasn't just flowing like that. But now we see
right.
the glory, because now you're on the other side and your life has been rebuilt. You know, and that's why it's so important for us to pull other sisters through. And we appreciate when you talk about whether you're ministering to 10 or 10,000, whether you're sitting and you're sharing your story with 10 or 10,000, because people think ministry is behind a pulpit all the time. Life
right.
is,
no, it's not. It's your life.
It's your life.
Absolutely.
It's our lives. Yeah, and so we sometimes have been done, I think, a disservice as little girls sometimes, because we're taught how to everything is competitive, you know.
Uh-huh.
Look at her dress, look at her shoes, look at her hair, look at her, you know, we grow up like that. And we carry that right on over into our adult life and even our Christian
life. Well, that's the beauty of process. We're talking about that dash, remember,
yeah.
between passion and purpose. That's the beauty of process, because what pain will do is help you realize how irrelevant comparison is.
That's right.
Pain
That's right.
will help you realize how irrelevant
mm-hmm.
comparison is.
Because mm-hmm.
all you want to do is feel better.
mm. That's right.
All you want to do is be better.
Mm-hmm.
So pain
be
really is a gift.
Yeah.
Pain is a gift, because it helps us realize what matters and what doesn't. Pain,
that's, right.
that's why pain makes you humble.
Mm-hmm.
After you have suffered a while, then
mm-hmm.
the God of all grace will strengthen, settle, perfect you, and establish you. Because now you're humble and you're pliable to the will of God. You're flexible,
mm-hmm.
you know, to what God says. Because now you're just like, okay, Lord. See, pain teaches you to respond to God with a quick yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it will do.
Yes. Respond to God with a quick yes. My,
yes,
my.
With a quick yes.
With a quick
yes.
With a quickness. And listen, those those who are listening tonight, we just want to remind you, if you have a comment, maybe you have a question, whatever it is, all you have to do at any time is just press 1, and we'll respond to you, give you an opportunity to share in this conversation with us. This is a time of just, you know, sisters just chatting tonight, and we want to enjoy this time. We want you to be a part of it. So at any time, if you want to join in this conversation, press 1, and we will attend to your call and pull you in on this conversation with Vicki and myself. We'd love to hear your comments on tonight. And thank you again for joining us. Listen, let's talk a little bit about your books, Vicki. You ready to go there? Mm-hmm. And let's just share a bit about that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
let's talk about that, how you were, first of all, inspired to write and what your books are about and how people can, you know, get your books. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I believe that each of us has a word attached to our lives, a word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my word is serendipity. Like, everything about my life has happened serendipitously. It's not what I thought I wanted to do or what I declared I wanted to do. You know, at the end of the day, I wanted to be a flight attendant, Leslie.
I did too at
you know,
one
when
point.
I was younger.
I tell you the truth.
And
yep.
just travel, you know, and then when that didn't work out, I was like, oh, let me be a teacher, you know, because
yeah.
I want to teach people. That didn't work out. So I just said, okay. But ended up back at BET, as you mentioned in your introduction. I was there for 18 years, a little over 18 years. And early on in my career there, BET Books was a part of the department that I was in. So people would give me their manuscripts. You know, they would say, Vicki, do you know where I can submit my manuscript for BET Books? You know, I want them to consider me as an author, yada, yada, yada. And I would say, just give it to me. I'll take it in. I'll walk it in for you, you know. So after about the 20th manuscript that I walked in to work with one day, my coworker, who was the publishing manager at the time, said, don't bring me another manuscript unless it's yours. And I said, what? I don't want to be an author. I'm just being a blessing. You know, I'm in this position to be a blessing, to help other people. And I laughed it off and walked away. Well, 2 weeks later, I came back with another manuscript that wasn't mine, and she wouldn't take it. She said, is that yours? I said, no. She said, I told you. I said, you were serious? She was like, I told you. The next manuscript you bought better be yours. So as I was walking away, God said, Vicki, you have a manuscript. Take the segments you've been doing on the radio for the last several years, print them out, put them together, and you have a manuscript. I did that, and they loved it. They loved it.
Wow.
It was at the beginning of inspiration, when inspiration first started, you know, being a hot thing, and that was back in 2005, 2004. So my first book, Gems for the Journey, came out in 2005. Then more Gems for the Journey came out in 2006. Then the books were doing so well, like I was blown away. They were flying me first class all over the country, doing book signings, going to book events, Book Expo of America, you know, sending car service for me. Like, I was blown away because it was not something that I planned. So when I talk about my steps are ordered by God, I literally mean my steps are ordered by God. And so then they gave me a contract for book 3 and 4. Book 3 was Addicted to Counterfeit Love, which I released originally in 2007. Well, before my fourth book could be released, they discontinued the imprint because BET Books was sold to Harlequin. They discontinued the imprint that I was on, so for several years I didn't put out anything. Then in 2013, going into 14, I released Vickyisms, which really is a collection of the posts that I had on Facebook, just to get back out in the space.
Mm-hmm.
And while that book was out there doing well and being a blessing to women and men, I got my rights rescinded to me for Addicted to Counterfeit Love that I released in 2007. So I re-released Addicted to Counterfeit Love last month. And that's the book that is out there now. I'm also a part of three collaborative book projects, Mommy Divas on the Move, with Patrice Tarte, Wounded Heart Healers, and the other one is a Mother's Day devotional by Melanie Bonita. And so those are the books that I have in the marketplace. And it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Talk about serendipity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Gems.
And so that's how I started writing. That's how I became a published author. It was not even something that I pursued. I didn't pursue ministry. I didn't pursue being on the radio. You know, I didn't even really pursue being at BET, to tell you the truth. I did my internship at BET when I was a senior at Howard University. And my internship went really well, which is why I stress to young people in school and when I get my mentees that I work with over the years, I'm like, relationships are everything.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships will get you where your skills can't get you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Relationships can get you into places and you can learn the skill set later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did my internship at BET in 1986, left, got married, did a whole lot of things, and literally, and almost 10 years later, 1997, I'm walking through the mall on a Sunday afternoon with my daughter, who's an infant at the time, and literally bumped into my internship supervisor. Like, she was looking back and walking forward, you know, one of those kind of situations. And we literally bumped into each other. And she said, Vicky, I said, hey. She said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. She said, oh, my gosh, I need an assistant. Can you send me your resume? I just went back to BET after being gone for 10 years. And I need an assistant. Like, I just started last week. Fax me your resume tomorrow. That was a Sunday. I faxed her my resume on Monday. That Tuesday I started, and I was there for 18 years.
Wow.
That's, I can't make this
stuff up.
I'm telling you. So that you talk about throwing your hands up and saying, okay, Lord, to process, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You've got it.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, you see God in it. So
Absolutely.
Many things happen to people, and they just see it as, wow, that was a great coincidence. Wow. So,
absolutely.
But, you know, but our steps are ordered. And when we think about
they
it
are
that
ordered.
Way, that really makes – they are ordered. Our steps are ordered. They're ordered by the Lord. And that just makes it so much more powerful. You know,
and if we just trust the process.
Yeah, trust the process. Trust the process, because it is a process indeed. There's a process. You know, we're always, if once you finish one process, God deals with you on that level for a little bit, and then you have another process to go through.
Absolutely, for your next level.
We get up out of here. That's right. Yeah. So, okay, guys, we have Gems for the Journey, More Gems for the Journey, Addicted to Counterfeit Love. Oh, wow. That one sounds
Vicky Isms.
Vicky Isms, yeah, I'm getting to that one. Vicky-isms.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I know you just recently had a signing for Addicted to Counterfeit Love, right?
I did for the re-release.
About
a week and a half ago, and it was pretty amazing. You know, there's
yeah.
so much life still left in that book, and I'm just grateful that God has given me another opportunity to put it back out in the marketplace again, because there are thousands and thousands of women who still need to read that.
Give them the tidbit. What is this counterfeit love that we are addicted to?
Counterfeit love is anything that causes you to not be true to yourself. Counterfeit love is found in relationships that are destructive, that really divide you, that cause you to be disloyal to you so that you can take care of everybody else. Counterfeit love are relationships found in relationships where you're asked to lower your self-worth,
mm-hmm.
because you really have not been in touch with your highest self in a long
mm-hmm.
time. So you settle. Counterfeit love causes you to settle for less than what you know you should have.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book talks about different scenarios and contexts where, and I use women as my lead characters, but the beginning of each chapter is a story instead of a chapter number. So one story might be sugar daddies aren't sweet. Another story is about, you know, you being a spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
Another story is about you being in sex-only relationships. Another story is fantasy relationships where you're in a relationship by yourself because the person that you're in love with is not in love with you, neither interested in you, but you're operating
mm-hmm.
as if you're in a mutually loving, nurturing partnership. We've
wow.
all done it.
Mm.
We've all done it at some point in our lives. And so the book concludes with real love does exist. And I share some of my own personal experiences about what I had to go through, what my journey was, and how I discovered my self-worth. And now, you know, get to live a life that I love.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And be true to who you really are.
Be true to who I really am. I say to women, you know, be willing to make other people uncomfortable and upset so that
mm.
you don't betray yourself. Choose
mm.
you. Be loyal to you.
Yeah.
Even if being loyal to you means making some other people unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Saying no when you really don't want to do something. Saying yes when you really do want to do something. Regardless
yeah.
of the impact on somebody else. Now, I'm not talking about being abusive or reckless or selfish, but
yeah, not hearing
women
that.
Are nurturers by nature, and we give
mm-hmm.
so much away. Often we give it all away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
so
we're operating on an empty tank, and then yeah. we're mad and angry and irritable and resentful, stressed out. Now we're getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And disease is starting to impact our bodies because
mm-hmm.
we lost our ease, we lost our peace,
mm-hmm.
and started surviving in a stressful context. And that's not who we are meant to be.
Yeah.
So real love starts with radical self-care and self-love
mm-hmm.
because you cannot give away what you don't have.
That's true. That's true. And I think learning to say no when we really mean no,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it's really from the gut no, as opposed to what we've learned is say yes, when really on the inside, you want to say no, but it's like, how do I say no? You know, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want to, you know, so we find ourselves with so many things on our plates that are not even ours, first of all, to deal with,
mm-hmm.
freeing everybody else up, and then we're weighted down. And like you said, then the dis-ease comes in, and we're dealing
Absolutely.
With stress. Yeah, and all of that just throws everything off balance. And God wants us to be balanced. He wants us to live a balanced life. An abundant life is a balanced life. You can't have an abundant life carrying a bunch of weights. It just doesn't work like that. So
And we're not designed.
We're
not designed to carry a whole lot of
weight.
No,
we're not. No, we're not.
Physically,
no, we're not.
Spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Yeah,
yeah,
we do do it because a lot of times we're searching for significance.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What'd you say?
But we don't have to search for what we already have.
All right. Searching for significance that's coming from other people, but we have
yes.
to find out that we are significant. It has to come from the inside out because otherwise
Absolutely.
We're always searching for other people to put up on us something that God has already given to
already
us.
Given us.
He says that we're
already given us.
You know, yes, yes. He's the one who's qualified us. You know, He's put that in our lives. So it's powerful. You know what? It resonates that you're just committed, you know, to women, you know, making themselves, duplicating themselves, growing, becoming, just the evolution of women. You are so committed to that, as am I. I want to know, though, why is it? Is it because of the journey that you've had, or you just found yourself with that type of passion for women? Why is it that you found yourself so supportive of and committed to the support of the evolution of women? And I know that our ministries impact men as well. I realize that. You can't impact a good woman without impacting men. It just stands
right.
to reason. But right. why would you say that you're committed then to the support of, you know, the evolution of women? Women evolving.
I am living in the legacy of my grandmother.
Mm.
My grandmother was an advocate for women. She was back in the early 1900s an advocate for women. She was the president of the National Association of Colored Women's Clubs. I started my first girls' club when I was 10 years old. It was a club of about 15 girls made up of my sisters, my cousins, and some of my neighborhood friends. And my grandmother, we took us up and down the state of Florida to different conventions. We did national conventions. We had a blast. And so my grandmother introduced me to the power of sisterhood. Even when I didn't recognize that's what she was doing, she did that. And so then I come up through Brownies and Girl Scouts. Then I play team sports, volleyball, basketball, softball, win championships in high school with my basketball team, come to college on a basketball scholarship. So I've always been surrounded by sister circles that when we worked together, amazing things happened. And so those lessons translated into life. After, you know, I stopped playing sports, I started recognizing that the same thing happened in life with my friendships. Leslie, I am still very close and very good friends with my very first best friend. And our parents put us together. She was 2 and I was 3. We have been friends now for over 45 years.
Wow.
Stayed in touch, ups and downs, marriage, divorce, children, you know, parents aging together. Like, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see the patterns in your life that serve you, you nurture those.
Mm-hmm.
And the patterns that don't serve you, starve them. You know, so you can make room for the patterns that do serve you. And sisterhood serves me. It serves me. Now, why am I so committed to duplicating myself and other women and not looking for followers or fans, but duplicating other leaders so that they can duplicate themselves and they can duplicate themselves so that the legacy of sisterhood, sacred sisterhood, continues, whether it's a community of moms, a community of women in ministry, a community of wives, you know, whatever your community is, of single women, never been married, single moms, there's somewhere for you to fit. And I tell women, if you don't have anywhere to fit, create one. Create a place. Create a safe space for women like you. If there is no place for you, then that means you're called to create it.
Wow. Yeah, now that's something. If there's no place for you, you're called to create it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's always something for you.
There's always something for you. And there's always somebody out there who needs to hear what you have to say. That's right. They need what you have. They sure do. And that's what we want to encourage our listeners with tonight. There's nobody who's listening who can say that I have nothing. You know, I have nothing to give. I have nothing to share. Nobody needs what I have because certainly that is not true. And we want to empower and encourage our sisters, you know, to rise up and to take care of one another and to love one another. I'm so glad that we connected, that our paths crossed. I don't think it was by accident. I don't believe in coincidence. So who knows what the Lord will do. I certainly, before we leave tonight in these last 15 minutes, want to hear a little bit about what's next for you. And you know what, Vicki, I'm hoping we'll have an opportunity to chat further, you know, in the coming weeks. As the Lord puts things on our hearts, we can come back and we can share and we can talk about, you know, talk to God's women, talk about what's going on in their lives. I know there are women who have questions and concerns. Maybe they're not speaking tonight, but we'll hear from them. What's next for you, though? What's on the horizon?
Well, I'm developing Vicki Johnson, you know, even further to create a legacy that I can pass to my daughter. My ultimate goal is to have a destination called Oasis for Women, bed and breakfast
wow.
for women on the water with the spa. You know, just a holistic destination that women can go. That actually is how I came up with Girl Talk Unplugged, the ultimate getaway, as a luxury weekend getaway, because it was really a prototype of what I saw in my mind for this destination that I'm going to be working toward now. So what's coming up for me, I just launched my new website, VickiJohnson.com. That's V-I-K-K-I, VickiJohnson.com. And I invite your listeners to go there and join my mailing list so that they can stay connected to what I'm doing. Launching the Soul Wealth Academy. Soul Wealth is emotional wellness characterized by abundance, compassion, and authentic beingness with self first and then others. That's a term God gave me about 2 years ago. And so I've developed the Soul Wealth Academy, where I'll have some group mentoring opportunities, some one-on-one VIP day opportunities, and I have Soul Wealth VIP mentoring for women, and then I have soul-shifting spiritual mentorship for celebrities, leaders, and executives because of my years working in the entertainment, music, and media industries. You know, I've developed some really trusted relationships with some high-level leaders and celebrities who are looking for support for their journeys of faith, because there are a lot of people in that world who love the Lord, who maybe their jobs don't allow them the time to really be as committed and or involved, you know, in ministry as they'd like. And so I've created a platform where I can serve those individuals as well. So looking to launch the Soul Wealth Academy and continue speaking. I have a few more books in me, you know, that I want to write and put out. And just to create a life that I love so I can do what I love from the beach and then leave the beach and go to the spa, you know, and come back out to the beach. That is really where I want to be. And it's in me. You know, my grandfather, the husband of the grandmother I mentioned earlier, because both sets of grandparents were really instrumental in my life. Both grandparents, you know, both sets really released in me the seed of community advocacy. But I was getting ready to say my grandfather was a beach ranger when I was growing up. So, you know, when I was a child initially, they were just coming out of segregated beaches down in South Florida. And so my grandfather used to drive up and down the beach, you know, in his Jeep on the Black Beach side.
Wow.
And so my family spent a lot of time near the water. So it was inevitable.
Yeah, it was
that
inevitable.
I grow up and, you know, long to be near the water. My mother loves the water. You know, my family, my great nieces now, they love the water. And, you know, so I'm in the process of teaching them water safety skills. So that's what's next for me. I wake up every day looking for God to wow me. Like, what's going to happen today? Who do I get to impact today? Whose life can I touch? Who can I make better? Which is why I spend so much time in the social media space, you know, as well. And I'm everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You need to tweet more too, Leslie, while we're talking about it, because I see you have a really beautiful Twitter page and picture. So,
thank you.
Come on, join me on Twitter, because we need your voice.
Okay.
We need your presence out there on Twitter. You're in purpose, right?
Yes. I found you.
I found you on Twitter. So Twitter, Facebook,
okay.
Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. I am everywhere because that is just the way of the world now. And
it is.
God
it is.
Has given us tools to have the anointing of Issachar in every area, on every platform, to have an understanding of the times that we live in, you know, so that we can know how to share, what to share, to guide women especially and men who look to us for that spiritual leadership. So, yeah, I'm going to give you a little nudge on your show. Come on.
Okay.
Join me on Twitter.
All right.
You can start retweeting what I tweeted tonight, you know, from our conversation, but... This has been really awesome.
And I, you know, just certainly want to thank you for, you know, being with us, because whenever God gives us a platform, it's for a reason. We want to take advantage of that. And it's just amazing as I hear you talk, because God has just put within both of us, you know, visions that are just running so parallel, you know, because I certainly have a desire and a heart for women who are in any part of ministry. And part of the vision the Lord has given Vicky is for a place for women to come away to. You know, we do host our Women in Ministry Getaway every year, but I don't want us to have to go someplace else and be at the beck and call of, you know, others. I want to have a place where women can come, you know, they can relax and get into the presence of the Lord and experience the presence of the Lord. I want us to talk more about those who have paved the way for us. You know, I have an aunt who was a state legislator for Kentucky for many, many years, but never fit in. You talked about when you don't fit, you have to make that place. You know, a biracial woman who, that's another story, you know, just didn't fit, you know. But she represented Kentucky. She wrote a book about passing for black because she wasn't accepted on one side and she wasn't accepted on the other. State Representative May Street Kidd. I just have to mention her. And, you know, God blessed in my life, just as he did in yours, to have those women and men who paved the way for us and had given us a voice. My mother spent years with cancer research before cancer took her out of here. But she worked at University of Kentucky in cancer research. So we're standing on the shoulders of some great, great women and men.
We absolutely are.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
I just got to tell you this really quickly. I know we're about to close, but my mother graduated from Kentucky State University. And I have family in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And so we got a lot of catching up to do.
I went to Western Kentucky,
you know?
Bowling Green. We're going to talk online.
Yeah, my family there. So
small as this world is getting.
Yeah, definitely. But this has been
an awesome conversation
tonight.
Yes, and we look forward to you coming back and being with us. Will you do that?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me, Leslie.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, listeners, I tell you what, we're going to look forward to in the coming weeks having Dr. Johnson, Vicky Johnson, back with us. So I want you to stay tuned and look out for us tweeting and putting on Facebook and wherever else. Well, you know, Vicky's everywhere. So we'll let you know when. We'll let you know when. We'll let you know what the subject matter will be. And come back and be with us. Tell somebody else about us. All right? Again, so this is When Passion Meets Purpose. We thank God for each and every one of you. May the favor of God rest upon you. Go and walk in favor. Know that God has gone before you and great things lie in store for you. Thank you, Vicky. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
God bless each and every one of you. God bless you.